smart way to kickstart this morning's episode of the show. 8 minutes past the hour of 10. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria. Well, Africa and the rest of the world. If I was going to mention different places on the African continent, I'm sure that we could spend the whole day mentioning all the beautiful cities across the continent of light. Good morning. Welcome. Well, it's 10:08 in the city of Lagos. That's what the time says. I don't know what the time is like in your vicinity, wherever it is you are. You're listening to us. What time zone, whatever time zone you're listening to us from. But hey, it's 8 minutes past 10 right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome indeed to this morning's episode.
Welcome, Lagos. Today is the 9th day of December 2021. It's a Thursday. And like I always say, what a day to be alive. Welcome again, Lagos. It's What's Up, Lagos with the Techies. And right about now, it's the feel of Lagos.
Yes, with the feel of Lagos, we give you an update of what's happening in the city of Lagos, and we do not tell you by ourselves. We ask you to tell us what's happening in your Lungu, your neighborhood. You get excited about life for a few minutes, you know, very necessary exercise that we do by screaming,
"What's up, Lagos?"
She done did it. Absolutely. You scream, "What's up, Lagos?" That's not to say that there might not be things and happenings that will make you feel down or feel bad or no one to scream. We understand that things could be very challenging. But we're saying that, look, you need to put yourself in the right frame of mind. You need to put yourself, you need to attract a lot of positive energy around you to be able to survive these hard times. I mean, think about the fact that, you know, if everything is going down, 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 you say, if you can't feel down, 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 and all your mind is negative, 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 I'm sure that you just attract more negativity into your life. That's the day you go out, the cab guy that will carry you, you guys will argue. By the time you get to the bank, the person who attend to you, you're going to have issues with. Before you move on again, you realize that there'll be something that's just going wrong, everything wrong. You'll be like, "Why me, God? Why me?" But hey, you can, you know, do away with all those negative energies and then just prepare yourself that, hey, I'm going to give out just positive energy. There's something about positive energy. It attracts its kind. Mm-hmm. So hey, guys, that's what we try to do on the show every morning with Lagosians, because you know that you need that to survive every day.
Positive energy it is. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message? You can do that
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And of course, a lot of things happening. We hear that the Lagos State government says that it has set aside about 5 billion naira to kickstart the state's monthly tenancy scheme. And in January 2022, so the Commissioner for Finance in the state, that's, can I remember its name now? Yeah, sure, I can. That's Dr. Rabiu Olowo. He disclosed this during a panel of discussion at the second Lagos Real Estate Marketplace Conference and Exhibition in the state. So, how many? 5 billion naira set aside to kickstart the state's monthly tenancy scheme in January 2022. For those who don't know what that is all about, go to their social media. Do I work for government? Why are you asking me? Anyway, just kidding, guys. But you can actually go to the website, the state website, or go to the ministry itself and find out more about that.
That's right. And still in Lagos, a man has appeared before the Federal High Court in the state after being found with 2,806 ATM cards and 4 SIM cards carefully concealed in packs of noodles. Right, he was presented before the court by Lagos Command of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission after he was arrested on September 10th, 2020 by the Customs Service. Now, the suspect, however, pleaded not guilty. How do you plead not guilty for that? Anyway, to the charges when they were read to him. In his ruling, Justice Lifu granted the defendant bail and the sum of 50 million naira with two sureties in like sum who must swear to an affidavit of means. The case will continue on February 18, 2022.
Man, things happen in Lagos. 2,000 kini, 2,000 what?
ATM cards and SIM cards. Wow. Just you, one person. Come on.
You must be into a business that has something to do with Honey, honey.
Obviously.
Anyways, but obviously. Hey, guys, just be very vigilant out there. Be very, very vigilant. Now, on the story of, the Lagos student who died, that's talking about the late Sylvester Orumoni. We hear that the father of late chap was at the Lagos State Criminal Intelligence and Investigation Department, YABA, on Wednesday to officially report the death of his son. The 12-year-old Sylvester was said to have died from injuries sustained during an alleged assault by five of his colleagues. You know that for sure. And Mr. Sylvester Romani made the visit to in company of the persons suspected to be family members and lawyers from the law firm of Falana and Falana's Chambers. Mm. And that's an update from that's the versus story. A lot of Nigerians have been, and Lagosians have put their mouth on this matter. Hey, yeah. This cannot go unpunished.
Yeah, so I saw a video of, parents who had their children or their words in the school had like a candle night for the late Sylvester. And I think that to an extent that showed some level of humanity, right?
Yeah.
To show that they're putting their voice also into the case.
You know, justice must be served. And that's what everyone, most people have been talking. Even though some tetragonistic cantaroses have been...
Ankle expimpim.
And musca domesticos have been saying some crazy stuff on social media. Mm. There's one guy, I don't know what Clouds is looking for.
Yeah.
He was talking in the nonsense.
In the gutters.
He was talking in the rubbish. So you don't know what's going on. They're going to pick you up very soon before you know. Mm. People have been saying a lot of stuff like, it's not the first person. I mean, that's the height of insensitivity.
Yeah.
And as it were, we just need justice. Somebody has to do something about this, because justice served would help, curb in a way to put fear in the minds of people. So parents who have been sleeping on their children who are bullies will perhaps start paying attention to that.
True.
Because to stop bullying in schools and stop bullying in our society, everyone has a role to play, especially in schools. Parents have a major role to play to work on the minds of those who possibly, children who possibly could be bullies, and also those who have been bullied, as it were.
That's right, Lagos. This is a time to bring your end. 0700-993-993-993. How are you doing this morning? How do you want to react to the stories? Remember, the president is in Lagos today.
Yeah. Except if, that's right. So some areas will be blocked.
That's right.
Like we mentioned yesterday, around VI, if you move around VI today, especially around the Equator roundabouts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we know it as. And its environs, you have to be very, very careful, because there might be traffic around that area.
You just sound like that.
Very, very, very.
Why whatever you sound like that?
There's something about the R.
With the French, is that it?
Yeah, but that tone wasn't really a French tone. It sounded more like something from it sounded more Latino, but the French will pronounce that R. That's what you hear.
Yeah, I know. We have Jesu Lokwe on the line.
Jesu Lokwe, number one.
Hello.
What's up, Lego?
That's how you wake Lagos up.
Wow, that was powerful.
Just look,
that was really powerful.
Yeah.
We missed you though.
Yes, that's what I'm about to say. For like some months, maybe 2 months, I stopped calling you guys for long.
Yeah. Mm.
It is God that kept me alive.
Wow.
Honestly, that I'm still alive today is God's grace.
Wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
I went through something.
Okay.
That almost took my life.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to share what happened?
I don't want to write. I'm not at that stage yet. Mm. You understand?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Once I get to that stage, I don't want to.
Nice. I like that. Yeah, I like that you can identify that. It's okay. It's okay.
So,
that's
right. But, like, I was just thinking, like, so if people stop hearing my voice on radio, they will not know, they will think someone. Maybe
you're trying to call and you can't get through, huh?
Nobody will know what has happened. Nobody. You understand?
That's right. Yeah.
So now I begin to realize there are some voices people don't hear anymore on radio. Nobody knows what has happened to them.
That's right.
It is God's grace that I'm still alive. Jesus. I am very, very happy. I'm alive. I'm grateful to God, honestly. I will still share it though. Right now, I am happy. I am back. Wow. Like I said, I'm recovering. I'm better right now. And thank God.
We thank God for your life too.
Keep it up. Mm-hmm. You guys should keep it up. You are great.
Thank you.
Yesterday, on that show, you know, my credit, I don't know what happened. So I was disconnected. I didn't drop my contact.
Oh, that's right. So just hang on. Someone will get your contact now since you're there. I said, don't drop yet. Just hang on. You'll get your contact. You're talking about the game show, right? Kuda.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on there. Okay, for those who are just joining us, you're listening to What's Up Lagos with the Tech S. It's the feel of Lagos. We're having a feel of what Lagosians are feeling this morning. Many feels in that. but yes, that's the idea. So we know how you're doing, because the truth is one of the ways to survive this period is one, you know, check up on loved ones.
So he said something. Okay, we have a call right now. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lego?
Yes!
Woo!
Chest alive!
Wow. Collins.
Yes?
How far now? It's been long. This is Daniel from Aja.
Hi, Daniel. How are you doing today? Man, it's been a while.
It's been a while. I've been trying to call, but I'm not in, you know, position to get through. Andrea, how far now? How is everything?
How
are you?
I'm very well.
I'm so happy to hear your voice this morning.
Yeah. Wow.
We're glad that you called it.
I'm in VI right now,
okay.
And the atmosphere is just Buhari. Buhari atmosphere is in VI.
How do you mean Buhari atmosphere?
No, Buhari is coming to VI today, our president now.
Yes.
So I just hope he brought some goodies, some chocolate for us.
Okay. All right, you're expecting some daddy or yo-yo?
I'll be now. Our daddy. So he has to keep some goodies for his children.
That's right.
That's right.
So, Collins, that's our Mimbo now. I will not go take a Mimbo.
No, we're going to do Mimbo this December, don't worry.
I go boy, next year. I won't go do, you understand?
Are you serious?
We'll talk that.
Very soon. We'll talk. Maybe you go get a good boy.
Take your conversation off the air.
That's right.
Bye. Please, I need Andrea to follow us
to Boya. Yeah, she should follow us. Maybe she go see mountain, Abby.
Please, there is one thing I want to add. Andrea.
Yes.
What, in fact, when I was in Cameroon, the kind, in fact, see, they will not have issue of life. They don't have issue of life. They don't have issue of water.
Yeah.
Little things that are very, very easy.
Yeah.
That's I don't understand why Nigeria can't just be like that. But
We'll get it. It's okay. My guy. Mimbo man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's the power of, you know, when you use expressions that the meanings, you can get away with a lot of things. I can't tell you what Mimbo is.
Really?
It's morning radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to find that one later. Look at it. Why are you looking at me that way?
Mimbo.
We have Victory on the line. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Victor.
Ah, okay. Nice one. Okay, let me just be quick about this one. Yeah. I'm a boat driver. My name is Victory. Yeah. And I'm just coming from Ikeja, and I'm heading, I'm presently in Kobe.
Okay.
I noticed something on my way.
Okay. All right.
I noticed all police officers that are on duty today, it's like they are all moving to VI. And I don't know, they should try, because I can't see a reason why I'll drive through through Ikeja. I didn't see one police officer from the airport all the way down to under bridge heading towards Maryland. No police officers on the road.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's always like this when the president is in the state, all the police officers, they just sweep all of them to where the president is. They should regulate this thing.
Okay.
Well
keep
said.
Other places safe.
A good observation. That's the truth, because you know when everyone thinks that the constitution is in one area, other things can happen in other areas.
Yeah, exactly.
But perhaps later on to do daddy.
Oh, yo.
Dad, we got everybody.
You know? So that's the body go shake and things go drop. But you know, that shouldn't be. Is it that there are not many hands to cater to other areas when the president is in another area?
You know, that's the commander in chief. When he moves, security details plus extra security have to be there to make sure that. It looks like the U.S. president is going somewhere. You don't know how many people, FBI, CIA.
So every other state or every other, you know.
Any other area. Sort yourself for that moment. Sort yourself. But I get his point. I don't think it should be that way.
It shouldn't.
You know, it's proper management of personnel.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you hear that the president is coming, you're a police officer, and they say your own duty is to be far away from the president. If you swear for your guy like you, we'll be right back with it. Okay, there's not time yet. All right.
We have Izzy is on the line. Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Izzy calling from Odogbolu, Ogun State.
Welcome, Izzy from Odogbolu.
Yes, how is Lagos today now?
Lagos is great.
And let's say that they do baba or yo-yo, then when I go chop biscuit tire today. Yes, my area here, the problem we have is light. So now, I don't talk on last time now. I say, well, people should borrow us light.
But you have everything now. You don't need light. You don't need light. You have everything. You don't need light.
The bridge is not blue. The bridge is not visible.
All right. I mean, noted.
I don't know what we should do.
Go ahead.
The president is coming.
Right. The network not very clear. WhatsApp messages are coming in.
Absolutely. WhatsApp messages are coming in. This is coming from Oronyehu from Iba Estate. It says, what's up, Lagos? Long time. Oh, how is family at Halo? You see, it feels like people who haven't called in a long time. You know, you've been saying that if you called for the past 1 month and all, hold on a bit, let other people call in.
That's
right. I think they listened. And so they, you know, we're on the count. And then, you know, they're reaching out now. So shout out to you. Shout out to those of you who took the back seat for the new callers to call in. You are awesome. So thank you for obeying that instruction.
Yes, guys, we have a lot for you on listening tonight. Today on the show, we have a special guest joining us in the 11 o'clock hour. We have a family clinic today. We have plenty of the techers for you. That dose of techmania that you need every morning. But hey, we need to take some bills, make some money. Well, thanks so much, Deals Plunk. We'll go on another break, pick some bills. It's going to take a while, guys. When we come back, there's something special between me and Andrea I want to share with you. It's this thing. Don't move. If you miss it, you have missed.
It can get it, okay? Righty, welcome back. Lagos and the Cuda Game Show is live right now. This part of the show is sponsored by Cuda Microfinance Bank. You can stand a chance to win 20,000 naira today on the show. So if you're wondering how this works, you would have to call us and be the caller number 5. And when that is achieved, you have a guaranteed 1,000 naira. But before that, make sure that you have a Cuda account, and then you have also downloaded the app and you are verified. For you to be verified, you have to link your BVN and your ID card. So if that is clear, then we can play the game. Your first question would have 2,000 naira. Your second question would have 5,000 naira. Your third question would have 7,000 naira and goes on for 10, 13,000, 15,000, 17,000, and 20,000 naira. Cool cash.
That's right. Cool cash for you on the game. And remember, as you move from one level, from one question to the other, you will be asked whether you want to bank what you made or, you know,
play on.
Mm. Now, if you miss the question, you go back to the guaranteed 1,000 naira. So, ojukokoro sometimes is good.
Do you have to say that? Allow people to play on if they want to play on. I don't get it.
All right,
you underestimate people. Some people could be so super smart, you know? You never can tell.
And, you know, the questions are not even difficult. So, let's see how this goes.
You know, cheap questions.
Mm-hmm.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Now, if you've played before, please don't waste the time, all right? Let's give others the opportunity who have been trying to play, all right? So don't waste the time if you've played before, because we'll see you fish out one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And when you play before you leave, make sure that your details have been taken before you leave. All right, stick around, guys. We'll take a message from Kuda, and then we'll get right back to play.
Everybody needs a little help every now and then. Sometimes it's sugar or salt or an extra hand to change a flat tire or a small loan. At Kuda Microfinance Bank, we believe that your bank should do more than just store your money. We want to do more for you. So when you use your Kuda account to pay bills, buy airtime, and make transfers regularly, we'll offer you an overdraft, which is a low-interest loan that you can take anytime you need it. No long talk, no collateral, no paperwork involved. Just download Kuda on the Play Store or the App Store, open a Kuda account, and use it regularly to qualify for Kuda Overdraft. Kuda, free banking for you.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set. All right, let's start with the first round. Then caller number 5 will be playing with us. So, guys, start calling so you can be the lucky caller number 5. So, let's go. The first caller. Hello. Yes, you call our number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Welcome. You call our number 2. Hello. Yeah, you call our number 3. I know that feeling. Hello.
Calling second, not again.
You are caller number 4. Keep trying, man. Don't give up. It's too early to give up. Eeny, meeny, manny, mo. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome indeed. You're caller number 5. What's your name?
My name is Tunji Adeomi.
All right, Tunji Adeomi. When we say Kuda, you say Bank of the Free. Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Yay, hey, yay.
I love that excitement. So, do you have a Kuda account?
Hello?
Do you have a Kuda account? Have you...
Yes, I do.
I do.
Verified.
I love this ginger.
So you are our candidate then.
All right.
Are you ready to play?
I'm with you, please.
Okay, your time starts now. Your first question. You need 2 things to upgrade a Kuda account. What are they? A, BVN and utility bill. B, utility bill and signature. C, BVN and a valid ID. D, BVN and signature.
BVN and valid ID.
Correct.
So that's like 2,000 naira. That's where you are now, because you had to get into 1,000.
All right, your next question. What is the website of the Kuda web app? Kuda.kuda.com. That's for A. Then B, app.kuda.com. C, kuda.web.kuda.com. And D, hello.kuda.com.
Come again, please. Can you please come again, please?
Okay, I'll take that again. What is the website of the Kuda web app? Kuda.kuda.com? B, app.kuda.com. C, web.kuda.com. And D, hello.kuda.com.
Web.kuda.com.
Say that again.
Web.kuda.com.
Final answer? Okay.
Kuda.com.
Web.kuda.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to bust your bubble.
That's not correct.
That's not correct.
App.kuda.com. Kuda.com.
You have answered already. We gave you enough time. So you're going back to 1,000 Naira.
Try again, man. Hang on. Don't end the call so that we can get
your details.
At all. Hang on there. Someone's going to get your details now.
Okay.
Great. So let's move on to the next round.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Caller number one. Good morning.
Ladies, you can call.
01-465-7190. Hello.
Call number two.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Lagos.
Chest alive. Caller number three.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You're caller number four.
Oh.
I know.
All right. Let's see who that next person would be.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, what?
Andre, I'm number two. Take I'm number three.
Hey.
Is everything okay? You are number five, actually.
Number three.
Hey. Okay, you are caller number five, actually. So congratulations to you. Do you want to play the game?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
You say?
What is your name?
Joy.
Okay, Joy. When I say Kuda, you say Bank of the Free. Kuda?
Bank of the Free?
Bank of the Free.
Do you have a Kuda account? And have you activated the account?
I have not, so.
You are really caller number three.
She's using it now.
What did you say?
My daughter has it and she's using it.
Then your daughter has to play instead. I know, right? Don't worry, she's gonna try. Maybe we'll hold that slot for you next time when she's around.
Try.
I know, right? Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. Sorry.
Right. She's really caller number three.
That gives an opening now. Let's see who that the lucky person would be. Inny mini money mo. Bam.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So you are a substitute for caller number five right now.
Please, that's why I download the Kuda. Is it through Play Store? That's what I want to call.
Yeah. Yes, now you go to the Play Store, go to the iOS Store. I mean, you should be able to download it on Google Play Store. Just search.
Is this just Kuda as bank or what?
You see the Kuda app. Just check. You'll find
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay.
I love
okay,
that.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you are the substitute caller number five. How do you feel?
Yay! Finally.
Yeah.
It's about to go down.
Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Rejoice.
All right. Rejoice.
Wow.
Congratulations.
So it's the first time of playing, right?
Yes.
Do you have the Kuda bank account activated, verified?
Yes, I do.
You're
okay.
Sure?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Ready to play.
So let's play. You have a guaranteed 1,000 Naira. But first, Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
I love that. Fantastic. So let's move on now. Which of these fees does Kuda charge? A, account maintenance fee. B, card maintenance fee. C, SMS fee. And D, none of the above.
Card maintenance fee.
Are you sure? Remember,
yeah.
Remember, Kuda is Bank of the Free.
Oh, God.
A, account maintenance fee. B, card maintenance fee. C, SMS fee. D, none of the above.
Card maintenance fee.
Oh my God. Unfortunately, that's not correct. It's none of the above. That's why they say it's Bank of the Free. You get it? Because you're not paying. Everything is free. Card maintenance free.
They said after 25 free transfers, you pay for bank.
This is none of the above. That's the answer, man.
Yes.
Anyway, at all, just hang on there and someone will get your number and then that will be it. Okay. Can we do one more round?
I'm not sure we have time for that. We need to take a message from our sponsors at this time.
Absolutely. So we'll do this again tomorrow, guys. So if you haven't downloaded the app, I mean, this is a good time for you to take your time, download the app, activate, verify your account, so that tomorrow you'll be caller number 5 and then you win.
Just like that.
And they're very simple questions, general questions. Like tomorrow now, you can ask, what's the capital of Lagos? Who doesn't know that? Yeah, who doesn't know that? Anyways.
Right. Anyway, we need to take a message from our sponsors and we'll be right back, pick up the news, and then Family Clinic will be live. Remember, we'll also be having a guest today. Stick around. All right, welcome to Lagos. It's 11:03 on the clock. Before we head into the clinic, there's some messages that we didn't take earlier, and I think it's okay that we take them now, right?
Yep.
Okay, so McBiscuit from, Alagba Joe says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Each time I try to connect through the calls, it's always as if I know follow for list of people we got Don Mark to enter heaven. He says, enjoy listening to you guys always. Thank you for that message. Additional Ayotoyinbo says, is sending a message from Matogu. He says, what's up, Lagos? Please tell Jesu Lopeya that I was worried for his sudden absence, only that I didn't know how to get in touch with him. I searched squarely through social media, but to no avail. I've got him as one of my radio friends, though. Says, guy, you're not alone. So there you go. So I was about to say something about that. You know, a few people have suggested to have a fan page, so to speak, so that other people can connect with each other on that particular platform, because you know, friendships have been built just by people listening to themselves via the radio. So that could be a good idea.
I'm sure that there are plans for things like that for next year. I mean, next year is here already, wrapping up the year. So guys, feel free to send us some of the ideas or suggestions, especially you regular callers and family members of the Techers and indeed What's Up Lagos on Nigeria Info. Alright, feel free to we're going into a new year very soon, we're planning, of course. Feel free to send us some DM, go into a DM, get suggestions. Feel free, just to serve you better, right? That's we're family, so it's very necessary. Or you can even send us an email, familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com, right?
That's right, familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com.
Slide into our DMs. Andrea_Teke.
Right, and he is Collins_Teke.
Don't toast out.
Are you kidding now?
Where you can toast me then?
What do you mean?
Yeah, just kidding.
Okay, let's see. This person chose to be anonymous. He says, good morning, the Techers. I choose to remain anonymous today for the message I want to share. Okay. It says, Collins, I had a terrible electric shock last Saturday.
Wow.
Like I have never experienced before. He says, now God really saved my life. Imagine I just wanted to adjust TV antenna. Not knowing the shock that was awaiting me. Though my wife had complained about the freezer and the cooker shocked her, which I equally felt myself, but I didn't know how serious it was until later in the day. My life splashed right before my face. I remember Collins mentioned his experience some weeks ago as well. He says, anyways, I have called a technician to come fix the problem, and everything is fine now. Please let's be more cautious of our environment. May God continue to protect us all. Amen.
I'm sure the day we talked about dealing with home appliances and electricity, you know, as a topic, I'm sure people like, it's a topic, yeah. But because we know for sure that that's a major conversation, because we all have electricity at home, don't we?
True.
We
that.
All use it. And if you know the level, the way electricity is, it's not neat at all, bro. I mean, as I say, bro, it's not neat at all. So yeah, the truth is, these things would definitely happen. Me, that was thinking in my house, okay, everything is, you know, soft. I went with fan threw me away. So guys, please, especially family houses where you have children, always call a technician to check. And don't patronize quacks. Don't say I can do it. Don't follow I can do it. And husband, don't be forming your handyman. You know, don't be forming handyman for electricity. There are things you can form handyman for. Don't form handyman electricity, please. It's very dangerous. Consult an expert. Thank you so much, and God, I'm happy that, you know, thank God that you did not.
It wasn't worse than what it was. Absolutely. Oh, well, those are jinx.
Would you guys say I injured my eye that time? Huh? You know, I didn't tell you what I meant by injured my eye.
Yeah, you didn't eventually.
All right, Lagos, we are getting into the family clinic today. So it's an open mic family clinic. So if there is an issue that's, a matter that has to do with your family that you like to, sometimes it's tough when you have a family issue and it's killing you and you don't have anybody to talk to. Because you talk to family may not understand. You don't want to talk to just anybody because you don't know. They might judge you. They also would want to, use it against you and things like that.
True.
That's why we created this platform, the Family Clinic, where we get to, deal with issues like that, the family talk. And these issues have come up from different angles, from, friends to family members, husband and wife, brother and sister, in-laws. We've had all of these issues come to the fore. We have a list of some of them. I checked some messages, some emails that were sent to familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. Those emails are sort of very long. Some stories there, I just weak for it. They're like, wow. So some of those stories we're still doing investigation on to ensure that, we can actually put them on the radio. But if you're out there, you want to be anonymous. Give us a message or something specifically that you want the advice of Lagosians and our family members on it. One thing in the family clinic is that there is no judging. Mm-hmm. Nobody judges anyone here. Mm-hmm. It's a place for a solution. So if you have an issue or something you want us to talk about and you are confused, you don't know what to do, don't know what step to take. It could be about even life generally. It could be about making the right decision. Mm. We are here to listen to you.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you mentioned that. There are times when we want to actually say something. We're dealing with something bigger than us most times. It seems bigger than us, right? And then we don't think that maybe our closest friends can understand us. We don't feel that if I tell this family member, they might judge me. Or maybe you have already told them, but they don't seem to understand. Or yourself, you need clarity, so to speak. That's what we try our best to do so far on the Family Clinic. And we can also pride ourselves in the fact that a lot of people who are sending their messages and reached out to us to a large extent has received clarity or solution to an issue that they brought on the show. I can assure of that. I mean, because we keep in touch with most of them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, I'm lucky. I'm lucky, man, that I have someone that gives me clarity from time to time in my life on a daily basis. That's Andrea, with her special gifts and skills to be able to see something and say, this is the way to go. I mean, and I'm also blessed that I have her as my counselor, my coach by the side. Even though sometimes you strong head, but at the end of the day, I get to realize that what she says works for us. But not everyone has that privilege, and that's why we try to bring that on radio for you to also take advantage of this amazing opportunity to share that which you need direction for.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message also, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp messages. Let's see who. You can be
anonymous
if you want to.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Jesse Lokwaya calling back.
All right, Jesse Lokwaya.
Yeah. Thanks to the other person that was looking for me. Thanks for the suggestion you guys talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can DM you guys on IG, right?
Yes.
So we don't need to send it to you, the WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, that's cool because that would be better to connect with people. Uh-huh. At least we can drop our email. We can just from there.
Yeah, that's right.
Connect to people. All right. Good job you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Jesse Lokwaya. All right. 0700-993-993-993 and 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp. And for ladies, you can call
01465-7190. So this message here says... Okay, Good morning, Collins. I have issues with my woman. He's talking to you. I have issue with my woman, woman family till today. I have not seen my kids. I have tried to reconcile whatever happened in the past, but the girl refused to understand me. I even stopped sending money to her so that she will not take me as a fool. Again. I wanted us to get back the way we were before. I even told her she should forget whether she could pack all my property or not. That I have forgiven her. I don't want to do again. I never pray to get a different woman and kids in my life. Please, if you need her number, I can give you. Maybe you call her and talk with her. I want to train my kids. Thanks, regards to your family.
So, but the bottom line, they're separated, and he initially maybe was cool with that, and then now he's realizing that no, it can't work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's so many this love ambiguity in the message. Yeah. So there'll be questions to be asked. One of them is the fact that so you're trying to settle the issues.
Mm-hmm. What
issues? What exactly happened? You know, you should tell us this. What happened? This what happened? Now, these are some of the things that delay some of these messages from bringing on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, what happened indeed? What happened so that we know what specifically the issue. You want to come back.
Mm.
So
he says he wants to reconcile. He wants to be back with the woman because
the woman is not giving all the info at all.
Exactly. And this woman has kids for him and he wants to train his own kids. He doesn't want to be with another woman. That's what he's saying.
What do you think? Do you think the woman has moved on?
Obviously, she's moved on.
Not moving on is, okay, I want to be on my own now. Moving on is moving on with another man.
Oh, okay. That means that we have to still talk to her. You know, so we need to. He actually dropped the number
so
here.
So we'll get to that.
So we'll contact her and then we'll move on from that conversation.
I mean, guys, so that's how easy it is. You know, we're family, so we're here for each other, and indeed we share our pains. We're there to support each other and not judge each other. But I think there's a lot more in that message that he has to tell us.
Absolutely.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Michael. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Hi, Michael.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
I just want to greet you for having a great program.
Thank you.
God bless you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. God bless you too. Okay, beautiful, as we proceed. Now, 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. And for ladies, I haven't mentioned that number as regular as I wish you should. 0146571-90. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Colin Stecker, Andre Stecker, how you doing? How you do?
We did.
How did I do now?
We're doing great. Man, that was a beautiful rendition right there.
Thank you.
You deserve more, actually.
Aww.
You deserve more. And Andre, my beautiful sister, always spot on. you know, I have massive love for you, right?
Aw, thank you so much. Thank you.
This E-plus the storyteller.
Yay. Welcome.
I love to make a line now, but thanks for always being consistent.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't feel led to drop a word out there for everyone. You know, we go through a lot.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, we go through a lot back to back. And your program is one of the reasons people just tend to have hope.
Mm.
Because you guys bring, like, valuable content to the table.
Mm.
And your show is one show I will allow my boys to listen to any day, anytime.
Wow.
So I want to congratulate you on adding to the narrative of making our lives move forward.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Colin Stecker, Andre Stecker, have a nice day.
I will. Thank you.
You too. Like, have a lovely day.
That was beautiful. That was really beautiful.
Really, really beautiful, indeed.
0700-993-993-993. Is there something bothering you at the moment that you want to share with us? Feel free to do that. Hello? Okay. We have Frida. Frida is trying to join us right now. Is it Frida or Friday?
I think it looks like it's Friday. Idimu. Friday is the first time caller, actually. Hello, Friday. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yay, detectives.
Yeah. Yes,
you're live.
I hear it. What's up, Lagos?
Welcome. We're glad you made it.
We are glad you made it.
Been trying. So I forgot what I wanted to say.
No, you must remember.
I'm happy, man. I'm happy.
Wow. Well, I mean, we're happy that you connected. I know that feeling. Friday. How's it, Dimo, this morning, by the way?
Oh, it's been great. Getting through to you people. No. God. I'm so happy. I'm just happy.
Wow.
Yes.
Chester,
oh, my. Thank you so much for calling.
And
have a splendid day.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I don't know how my both of you are just inspiring people, and especially me.
Wow. Great to know.
I'm short of words now.
We understand that. Thank you so much for calling. Patience has been on the line, and Patience is the first time caller too.
All right. Hi, Patience.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes.
Good morning. I'm excited. I've been trying like forever. I bought radio because of you people. You are doing great.
Wow.
You can't imagine how happy I am this morning talking to you people.
Wow.
I listen to your show every day. I bought a radio just to hear your voice every blessed day.
Wow.
You are doing fantastic.
Thank you.
You are really touching lives. And I don't know if people know your worth, but you have done so much for me that when I sit down and I get home, I tell my husband about you every day.
Aww.
That, do you see what happened today? Do you hear what happened today? Do you listen? Aww. You are awesome.
Thank you.
I just want to appreciate you.
Thank you.
You are awesome.
Thank you. Wow. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
You too, Patience.
Right. Thank you so much.
Another first-time caller, and this time is Kingsley, right?
Okay. Hi, Kingsley. What's up, Lagos?
Everybody back. I didn't greet you, dude.
Ooh, Kingsley. Kingsley's on the streets, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, we can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Andre and College Decker.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I want to say something to you. I don't know if anyone has said it to you before now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not fix a date, like make a program, hang out with the TechX, if possible this December? I think it will do a lot good. So many of us, our families want to meet with the TechX.
We know, right? We know. That something is in the works, all right?
Yeah.
We'll certainly announce. Yeah, everything is planning, right?
So please, if it's possible, this holiday will be very, very nice to have such thing.
That's right. Maybe we should invite people to come for our anniversary, Abby. Just kidding. But yeah.
Hey, so it's a nice one. So many of us out here really want to see the techies, hang out with techies, and also show you love.
Ah.
It's not a lot to shout we love you on the radio. At least to respect the love, to reciprocate the love you guys are doing to us out here.
Aww. All right.
That's
that
right.
Will be fun. Plan to us with them. I'm sure you'll be amazed what you see.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
All right, bye.
You know, it's a tough place to find ourselves, right? You know, when each call, someone is saying something in commendation and all that. It's a tough place to find yourself.
Yeah.
To manage it and put yourself together. It's quite tough.
Okay, we have Abby on the lines calling from Ikotsu. Hi, Abby. What's up? Hello?
Abby. Oh, come on. No, sorry for keeping you, Abby. Well, the call phone lines are coming. It's an open mic day, and let's, you know, still expecting for that person that has
something,
a matter.
Yeah, that we would like for us to to help you out with.
Yeah.
And the phone lines are really buzzing off the hook. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. It's also very okay if you don't have anything bothering you that you want us to talk about, you want us to help you out with. If you just want to express yourself, that is also very okay.
That's right. Kingsley's about talking to us. In a matter of minutes, we're expecting a special guest to join us on the show today. It's someone who's going to inspire you, not just in multiple ways. All right, so get ready to have that special interaction with our special guests. For those who are on social media, perhaps have an idea already. If not, stay tuned to find out.
Okay, we have Kingsley on the line. Hi, Kingsley. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life!
Woo! Yes! This is my first time calling. I've been trying to call for like God knows.
Wow. Welcome.
You're here finally.
Whoa. I'm so happy. I've been a fan of this station for a very long time. I enjoy your program very, very much.
Thank you.
You inspire me a lot. I don't got married though, but I do listen to both of you. Look as if the marriage thing is I'll call it a heaven.
Yeah, don't worry. I understand that. We understand that indeed. So Kingston, how's your solo now?
Solo is cool.
All right. Fantastic.
I just having this along Dakonde Gate.
Okay.
This traffic thing there is so crazy.
All right.
So crazy.
All right.
Every morning we drive out, we experience the traffic there. You stay there for like more than 1 hour. At the end of the day, it's the bike and the even the police people are there, but they don't do anything. They keep doing the same thing morning, afternoon,
night.
God, even on a Sunday, you will feel everybody is, and when you come out there, it's still blocked. So crazy.
Sorry about that, but I mean, thank you for at least for bringing that to our notice. Once again, Jack on the air, right? Solo, thank you so much. Appreciate for calling, Kingsley. Have a splendid day.
Thank you very much, my regards to your beautiful eyes. Thank you very, very much.
Andrea is right here. I know that feeling, right? Emanuela.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning, Detective.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, please, I'm just calling to inform that I played just a minute on Friday, but my number was not taken at the end of the day. I was asked to hang on, but nobody attended.
Did you play? How many questions did you answer?
I answered 3 before you said I should hang on Friday.
On Friday. All right, great. So, are you sure someone did not take your number?
Nobody took my number. All right, don't do that now.
You'd have just told the lady or who you'd have told the person who screened your call instead of bringing it on radio live. I mean,
all right.
Yeah, go ahead. So just hang on. Someone will get your number and we'll verify. Can give you left hand though.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Okay, we're going on a break shortly. Well, this person here on WhatsApp is coming from Danny Blees from Ajah says, good morning, the Techers. A big fan of your show. For sure, I'll come up with an idea you guys will use to serve us better. Okay, makes sense.
That's right. So, today's December 9th, right? So, how many days to go? Anyway, we'll be right back. Let's pick some bills.
Oh, welcome back. 11:36 on the clock, and Family Clinic is still live, and we're asking you to, it's an open mic today. You have something bothering you that you want the techers to address, and you want the family members of the show to be a part of. You can send a message to us, an email, if it's a long story that you know that would have to investigate. So you can send an email to familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. Familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. All right, you can also call 0700-993-993-993 if you want to speak to us live on the show. And it's okay if you want to remain anonymous. On WhatsApp, we have Jasper sent a message. He says, "What's up, Lagos? My name is Iyang." Okay, he says Jasper from Ogba. He says, "There's a guy in my compound that always fights with my wife because my wife wants him to stop beating our children. I have warned the guy, talked to him as a brother, but he wouldn't listen. I don't want to fight him because of what will be the outcome. So please, I don't know what to do." And that's coming from Jasper.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes we forget that, I don't know, it's only when a case is really, 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 someone is owing me money and all that, will take it to the police. That's a police case now.
Report him.
Report him to the police. Have evidence and report him to the police, or report to whoever is in charge of the house or the estate or something, you know. There are always authorities around.
Okay, you can report the case to.
Yeah, but there are people, you also have to be watchful, because for you to be even, you know, as it were, we don't know how the person is. It could be there's some troublesome people who naturally like problem. They like they like wala, you know. And no matter what you do, you have to be very, very protective of your family.
Yeah.
However you want to go about dealing with the case, but if you're not comfortable with something, you know, look for the next authority to report. If you have to go to the police to report, sometimes police is just easy.
Yeah. And then when you say fight, do you mean like physical fight? Do you mean like he punches and hits your wife?
If that's the case.
If that's the case, it's another thing. It's a serious issue.
Or is it argument? Insults or verbal fights? Okay.
We have Oprah calling from Sue Larry.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Chest alive! Oh, my, oh, my.
It's Deborah calling you from Australia at the moment. It's a wonderful day.
Yes, it is.
I want to appreciate two of you. In my place, we say ladies first. Adobe. Take care. God bless you.
And bless you too.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
For everything you're doing. I say thank you for 1 billion times. It's not enough. And they said, behind every successful woman, there's a man. Brother Colin.
That's right.
Take care.
Right.
Thanks for the prestige pause.
God bless you. God bless you richly. Please don't change.
Okay.
The quality of this program is 100% okay. But we can make it 101%.
That's right.
God bless you.
Bless you too.
This morning, you know, one just need to be happy.
That's right.
One need to be happy. One need to be appreciative to what God has done. You know, even if the prayers you've been praying since January has not been answered, but it could be the next. If your prayer could be the next in line.
You're still there. Well, all this appreciation, I really appreciate indeed. We love the fact that you are calling to appreciate what we're doing and the impact of what we're doing on the radio on your lives, and appreciating what the station is doing. We really appreciate. But guys, our anniversary is on the... not Nigerian for anniversary. You know that we're still in the anniversary year. Our anniversary is 5 days away. If you want to appreciate us, a wedding anniversary, right? It's 5 days away. It's on the 14th. You want to appreciate, just slide into the DM and do it. Just saying, man. But I just had to say that. We really appreciate these words. Sometimes we can't put ourselves together when you hear all these things. I mean, look at all the callers saying the same thing. Victor, will be the next call we'll take before we get to introduce our special guests in the studio.
What's up, Lego?
Chest alive.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Calling to my in-law. Although be my sister.
Welcome.
You guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, like any other person who has spoken has said, please, you would want to get together with you people. It will really make our day. Other people have been doing series of things like that. Please try to do it. There was a time in Nigeria when, what's the name of this lady that used to present program then? She's no longer in the station now.
Right.
We had a get together at Godetto Mosque. All of us came together. That was where I got to know Chukwue Buka, the one I asked after him the other time. Told me anything about him, please. I would like you people to
have a get together.
I'm inspired to know what about Chukwue Buka and you still look into what I've just said. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Well, that's a good point to move on with the show and bring our special guest on the show today. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. She's Andrea Odobi Teke.
And he is Collins. Teke.
Thanks for the prestige pause indeed. We promised you, and it's time to deliver our special guest on the show today. One man whose story, of course, is an inspiration not just to Lagosians, even though they called him Debola Lagos, but to millions, if not billions, around the world. Who are we talking about? We're talking about one man who, of course, was born in the 80s, a Nigerian media entrepreneur, journalist, political consultant, motivational speaker. He is group CEO of Red for Africa. He is the co-founder and runs Red Africa. He's got multiple awards. I mean, where do we start from? Is it the Mandela Washington Fellow, or is it the 100 most influential people of African descent under the United Nations International, Decade for People of African Descent, or is it the Archbishop Desmond Tutu Fellowship? I mean, what exactly do you want to talk about? I mean, all these put together, plus, you know, is an amazing personality. Joins us right now.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole of Lagos, if you like, a standing ovation, we have the Debola Williams with us.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. It's good to be here. You guys, when you introduce me now, I hope that they will not be disappointed.
If you ask me a question, I don't answer it.
This guy who introduced it. It's good to be here. Are you guys married?
Yeah, first real life couple to handle a live radio show. Yeah.
This is your husband packaging. Listen, you say to handle a black radio show. What the man is telling you is talking in global context.
Absolutely.
He's talking in American, in European, you know. So carry this thing, put it anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
That comment fits in. Absolutely. In global conversation.
Absolutely. Well done. Thank you. And welcome to you as well. You look well. You look good.
Thank God.
It's good to have you.
It's my wife.
It's money.
Sorry?
It's my wife. Ooh. It's not money, it's wife. It's wife. Like he too is looking well.
Absolutely, I can't deny that.
That's the effect that we bring.
We agree.
Is the effect.
We no argue. Except when you argue with us.
Oh my God. That's true. I mean you recently got married. I mean, how's this journey been for you? Just start.
Great. Thanks to God. Shout out to my wife, Kende.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping she's listening right now.
Well, I play for her. Let me record that moment so that I can go home and score some points and say, you know,
So we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you can go ahead and give her a shout out right now.
Shout out to my beautiful wife.
Mm.
I call her the real life Barbie.
Oh.
She dreams glory.
Oh.
She's nobody's ex.
You know.
My baby girl.
Potatoes was
KD, the potato was his.
And enemies was his. Well, we will continue to flourish.
You know.
So shout out to my beautiful wife, Kenny Adebola Williams.
Wow.
KDW, KD nice. Lagos.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a very beautiful place to start from. But Lagos, our conversation here is themed African Power Girls.
Yes.
And that's exactly what the title of the recent book our guest released is.
Mm. And today we want to find out the inspiration behind this book. You see, a lot of women, strong women, their stories, their life stories, have been somewhat swept under the carpet for way too long. And we're having a new generation of girls who have no idea of this strong power woman. And this book is that one book that I have come across. And that book carries stories of this women of time past who have power, influence, and one way or the other, their stories have not been told. But this book actually does have their story being told.
Absolutely.
And it's reading by our guest today, Adebola Williams. And the title of this book is African Power Girls. So I would like to ask you, I know that we have shared a little bit of what might have inspired the book, but want to hear from you directly. What inspired this book?
You know, it's interesting. This morning, I realized that it's the 7th birthday of my goddaughter, Elena.
Oh.
She's one of the 3 girls that I dedicated the book to.
Mm-hmm.
And Elena was the one who I actually wanted to read the book to first. So I had been interested in getting African storybooks into the hands of my godchildren, generally.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly stories on great Africans,
mm.
not just general African storybooks, but I wanted them because I believe a lot in role modeling. I grew up, you know, under tutelage and watching successful people and learning from them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what you know that you also kind of, you know, teach other people.
Mm.
And I remember in 2018, I was holidaying in the US with Elena's family, my brother Martin's.
Mm.
And I wanted to get this book, you know, this book about women that I could read to Elena and tell her that she has come from a lineage of great women. It's not that she will be great. It is that, listen, the line you come from as a Nigerian woman, as an African woman, there are women who do big things, who break stereotypes, who crash ceilings, who move mountains.
Mm-hmm.
There are women who use, you know, 10 naira to feed a whole nation. Mm. They turn water into wine.
Mm.
They're like, you know, they have
pretty
the
much.
Power.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you look at women and God, women are the only ones that God gave the power to create like
absolutely.
Him. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They understand the blueprint of creation and
absolutely.
They do it. And so I wanted to tell her those stories when she was young. This is very delicate, smart. This storybook.
Yeah.
Because the idea is to tell her the story when she was young, before the world put upon her different stereotypes. Before the world told her who she could be and what she could not become, I wanted her mind to already see possibilities.
Mm.
And so that was why. And I tried to find this book. I couldn't find one. Eventually, I got one in America that had stories of Maya Angelou, Rosa Parks, and Co., which was great.
Yeah.
But I wanted women
at home,
Nairobi,
home.
The streets of Accra, you know, from Senegal, women she could really connect with.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to write the book at home, print it out in my printer, staple it, and send to her, Farah, Grace, and then my nieces as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then along the line, I thought, you know what? Why don't I just make it a book and give girls around the world?
Wow.
And that's how I was born.
Wow.
So, okay.
Such a story.
I mean, an interesting story. So I can see this is volume one, all right? That's to give an idea that perhaps you plan to take it and not have other ones. But so far, so good. How do you intend, what's the plan for the book? I know that you say you want to give every girl, you want to put it. What's the plan? It's like you want to have it printed and, you know, distribute it across Africa and have as many girls as possible. And you know, how is it written? Is it setting age? Or you talked about them getting it very young. Is it for? Is that age range? You know, that the book is for.
Yeah.
Or it's just for any girl at all.
So, target we have done 6 to 13.
Okay.
But then, as the book has come out. Even the 16-year-old wants the book.
Mm.
The 4-year-old wants the mom to read, you know, for her.
That's right.
You know, so I think it's for every girl who will be an African Power Girl of tomorrow.
That's right.
And they need to hear these stories today.
Mm.
And the idea of the book is to distribute the books for free across the continent.
Wow.
So at the moment, you know, we've been doing it in batches of 2,000 and we're distributing. We have our friends at Platform Capital, at MTN, at Amstel, at Knorr Unilever, and Access Bank, who've paid, you know. So I know I've dropped their names, but they paid, you know, for free to get the books out for free.
Wow.
You know, so we're doing copies up to hundreds of thousands of intent to print and distribute across, but we're taking it in bits at the moment, you know. So that's the plan.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then at some point we also put it online.
Okay.
And just let it go out as well. And just as you mentioned, this is volume one, because this captures women up to 1951.
Okay.
We're going to do the next volume that will capture women between 1951 and 1961.
Beautiful.
And then that one, 1961 to 1971.
Nice.
Fantastic.
So when you were talking, some ideas were just coming to my head, you know. So I'm one who's very big with literacy and, you know, having a book club where girls can all sit and these stories are being told to them. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about this is you are opening their minds to see possibilities.
That's
and
right.
That I must commend with this book, you know, to see possibilities that if these women can do it, they come from my lineage. They come from, I look so much like them.
Yeah. The beautiful thing is even I learned a lot in the stories. I learned about passion, about greed, you know. I learned about passion, about greed.
Yeah.
I learned about defying status quo.
Yeah.
And the complexities where we had a story of a woman who was married off at 13, but she still made great of her life.
Yeah.
We had another one who was about to be married off at 13 but ran away and still made great of her life.
Right. Mm.
So wherever you find yourself on the spectrum, either married off at 13 or went on to get an education. We had a woman in the book, Mamani K. Davis, who did not get formal education.
Mm.
But today, she's the major curator of art in the on the continent.
That's
with
right.
Maybe one of the biggest galleries, you know. And she's not educated. Whereas there are also women there who are the first pilot minister to bank from Ghana, Deborah Ajakai, the first psychoanalyst, you know, in Nigeria. It's the women who are doing great things as well.
Yeah.
So anywhere you find yourself on the spectrum, and that's the beauty of the book. It shows you that wherever you are good enough.
Yeah, you kind of like touched a bit on my next question, who has to do with you highlighting a few names. And brief about this story. I saw Ladi Kwali there.
Yes.
And, you know,
that's,
I remember.
The
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I remember her on. Is it 20
Naira? 20
Naira, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember sometimes.
Her green and white. Yeah. So lovely.
You know. I remember sometimes doing a game show on radio sometimes, and I asked people who was Ladi Kwali, and everyone was.
Oh, wow.
You know, I felt really bad because, like, you have 20 Naira, you know, she's there, she's in the history, people, and you do not know. So, I mean, what other inspirational figures, you know, do we have in the book that kids should look forward to reading about the story?
You know, I think all the stories, really, you know, I mean, Miriam Makeba excites me. You know, Miriam Makeba had to do a lot of research.
Yeah.
You know, I realized how much she used her voice in the time of apartheid.
Mm.
And that is why, you know, oftentimes we have to remind ourselves, you know, people have a voice.
Yes. Yeah.
That your voice is not your own.
Mm.
That's right.
Your voice is for the voiceless.
Sure that.
You know, and so as much as you can, you know, from time to time, use your voice, you know, use your voice to actually